It's Ian Pickus, and we're back in the Congressional Corner today with Mike Sapercone, a Republican running for U.S. Senate in New York State. He's hoping to unseat Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand as she runs for a third term. I want to ask you about something that got a lot of attention, which is a donation that you made at one time to New York State Attorney General Tish James, a Democrat. Some in your party, like the Long Island former Congressman Peter King, said, hey, we can't have that. Attorney General James is going after Donald Trump, who's our likely presidential nominee. What do you want people to know about that entire situation?
Well, good to be here, Ian. Thanks a lot. I think my good friend Peter King, who I've known for over 30 years, and he was my congressman, and I was a school board president in his district in Seaford. I think Peter didn't understand and wasn't paying attention. Listen, people are saying that's a terrible thing I did that, but I've been in business for over 33 years in this state. I've made many donations to the Republican Party, over $500,000. I've made over $150,000 to the Democrats and also made big donations to the Conservative Party. Unfortunately, doing business in this state, something comes across your desk and you're asked for a donation and you donate. It's strictly my responsibility. My company, Squad Security, donated that money back, I believe, in March of 2022. And I can't foresee what's going on. I just made a donation. I've made many donations. You know, President Trump came out and endorsed me after this whole thing started. And he understood.
He said it was clear and total, I think.
Clear and total. Yes, that's right. He did say that. Thank you. Thank you. He did. And he understood. He was a businessman for many, many years who gave a lot of money to all politicians. And it's unfortunate. Again, that's the way business works in New York. I've never taken a local contract. I've never taken a city contract or a state contract or a government contract. It's just not what I do as a company. But we do donate. If something comes across our desk, we look at it. I don't have a team that that proofs everything and vets everything. Maybe that was a mistake I may have made. But I gave the donation, and that day at the convention, someone stuck a phone in my face and said, you gave this money to Letitia James. And I said, I don't remember it. I've given many, over 300 donations in the last 10 years. And then it had my name on in Squad Security, so I said, then I obviously did do that. And I did do it. I'm not going to say I didn't. But the president understood, and we move on from that. That's just a lot of noise.
You know, he gave money to a lot of Democrats over the years, too. And he said something that I hear you saying, which is this is kind of the cost of doing business. If you know, people in government are they're people you might need for something. You give them a lot of money and then what? They take your calls. Is that what you're saying?
Well, maybe they do take your calls. Maybe they don't take your calls. Maybe they take your money and they don't take your calls. That's not a good way to do business. But I mean, look what's going on right now with the president, President Trump, and the attorney general. We're going to lose more business here in New York because of what's going on. OK, we can't afford to lose more business. Look what happened with AOC downstate several years ago when Amazon wanted to come here. Look at all the jobs we lost because they didn't like Amazon and she didn't want to take that opportunity here. Those are jobs that would have spread throughout the state. And we have to grow up and we have to look at what we shouldn't take things from bad people. That's not the case. But we have legitimate businesses that we can employ more people and keep people here in New York. We're losing people at a ridiculous number going to other states that are led by Republicans. We can't afford that. We need to build our state. As I drive around, and I get a little passionate because I'm a downstate guy, and I drive around up in Albany and Rochester and Syracuse, and I see buildings closed, and I see people walking on the street, and I see homeless on the street. I see our ex-military living on the street. How do we not bring industry back here? How do we not work hard to take care of our own people before we let other people in who aren't from here? So we're not doing a good job with any of this stuff. This has to change. Change is good. And I think I'm a change. I think I'm a fresh face. I think I'm a person who cares. And that's important. You can't do this if you don't care. And I've taught my children, I think, hopefully successfully, maybe with some of them, that you need to care about everything you do or don't waste your time and waste anybody else's time by doing it. So I think those are important things. And it seems like we don't care here anymore. We don't care. If someone else will take care of that, somebody else will make that better. You need to step up and make things better and start doing things here.
You have five kids, as I read. Let me circle back to something you said before. There's all this money you got to give. You said you've given something like $600-something thousand to both parties. Should there be a limit on campaign cash flowing in? I mean, you're going to have to raise a lot of money to run the Senate campaign.
People are saying it's only $15 million I have to raise, okay? So,
oh, that's it?
That's what I heard the other day. I didn't think it was that high, but we're going to have to raise money. I hate, listen, I'm a person who's given money all these years. I'm not a great asker, but you have to ask. So you have to ask people for money, and you have to be able to sell yourself and explain to people what you're going to do for the money they give you, and they're entitled to that. You just can't say, can you give me this or can you give me that? People nowadays, and maybe it was different when I was younger, they would just give the candidates money. People expect something, and they deserve something from those candidates. And I think what I've always prided myself on being is honest. If I can't give you an answer, and I learned this as a detective, I'm going to find the answer and get right back to you with it. I'm not going to lie to you and tell you we can do this and we can do this and we can do that. I'm going to look you in the eye and say, I'm not sure how to deal with that. Let me find out and let me get back to you. But I learned in the police department and as a detective, before you get into that interview room, and I get confused. I don't know sometimes if I'm interviewing you or interrogating you, okay? So I
could probably take a note from you.
But what's important is that you do your homework. Right? And you understand your audience and you understand what people's expectations of you are. And people set high expectations. And sometimes you need to bring them back to reality and show them what can be done and what can't be done. And I think that's important.
Semi-related question. You say on your website you're supportive of term limits. If elected, this is a six-year term. Are you thinking one? Are you thinking two?
Two. I'll be 80 then. Okay, so I think that's
pretty
good,
young for American politics right now.
Well, and I saw something about the sitting senator. She could do this till she's 92 or something. Somebody came up with something like that. I think she's a bit younger than me, okay? But that would mean maybe three or four more terms. So I did, when I was thinking of running for the Santos seat, I did sign a paper saying three terms for Congress. I think 6 years is a good spot for Congress. And I think two terms for Senate is more than enough. I think we need to turn over. I think our forefathers didn't plan on making this a career, and I think we shouldn't make it a career. I think politics is a strange business. I think you need to get in, do some good stuff, and move on, and give an opportunity to younger people. I once had a conversation with two leaders downstate about why don't we have younger people running? We don't have a great bench, and there needs to be a bench. You need to start grooming those younger people to be able to do this. We can't be picking older candidates all the time. And I think I'm a great older candidate, okay? but we need to have a bench. We need to have somebody ready to move on and move forward. Guys like Anthony D'Esposito in his 40s and, you know, Andrew Garbarino and guys downstate and guys up here, Mike Lawler up in Dutchess County, I believe, or Westchester. These are younger people who have a lot of spirit and a smart people, and that's what we need running this government.
I think it's kind of related, and this is just me saying this, to an earlier issue, which is it's really expensive and time-consuming to run for these offices. If you're not independently wealthy, it's prohibitive to spend 2 years running for office, and you might not win. So I think that's part of why you're seeing a lot of people who are, you know, more advanced in life having the freedom to run.
That's reasonable. That's reasonable to say that. But I think if you have the right people out there, people will give you money. People will stand behind you and support you. I mean, money is important, but you need people to understand you and vet you and ask you questions. And we need people to pick the best candidates. That's what we need. We need people to pick the best candidates.
So we have just a minute left in this segment. I want to understand your politics a little bit. You've given money to both sides through your business. Have you voted for Democrats for president before? You know, do people come to mind?
Over the years, I've voted for the best possible people, I think. Okay. I'm trying to think of the last Democrat I might have voted for, but I don't know off the top of my head, and maybe I should know that. But I think you need to look at best people. At the best people who are running, and be it the Democrats or independents or Republicans, that's the people you should believe in and you should vote for.
We've been speaking with Mike Sapricone, a Republican, running for the U.S. Senate seat currently held by New York Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand. When we come back the next time, Mike, I've got a lot more to ask you about.
Thanks, Ian.